It's obviously a different format of the game, but I think the players that have been involved in, whether it be the T20 or the one-day series, will take that confidence into the test matches. I think in any form of the game, I love seeing Australia have success and win, and I think the momentum that the ODI players and the 2020 players have been able to produce at the start of this tour is really exciting, and hopefully the test players can grab that momentum and continue to run with it. Yeah, look, I feel a lot better now than I did certainly after Zimbabwe when I tore my hamstring. So I'll be playing tomorrow in the 4-day practice match. I think I'm just trying to take, you know, every single step along the way and listen to the experts. I've got a fantastic physiotherapist in Alex Contouris who has had a lot of experience with these injuries, both in cricket and out of cricket with different sports. He's very well educated on what my issue is and how I can do everything in my power to prevent it happening again. There's no guarantees, though, obviously. But, look, I think I've always worked exceptionally hard on my fitness. I've always cared about being fit and healthy and looking after my body. So at 33 years of age, I think, you know, that'll certainly continue. I feel fit and healthy. I feel like I'm giving my body every single chance to be as close to 100% as possible on a daily basis. I think in international sport as well, you have to respect the fact that you're pushing your body at the highest level against the best opposition in the world. You're going to have injuries. I think that's natural. I don't think there's too many athletes at the top of their game that haven't had injuries along the way throughout their career. And to be perfectly honest, I think I've been really lucky that I haven't missed too much cricket through, you know, where I've been playing international cricket for 12 years now. So I think I've missed one test match due to injury so far, and long may that continue. My personality is probably the opposite. As soon as I walk onto that ground, I'm 100 miles an hour, and that's probably been an area that hasn't been great for me, I think, you know, over the last probably, since coming back from Zimbabwe, Alex has had to hold me back in regards to trying to push myself too quickly to get back onto the park. So, yeah, I think once, you know, have I proved to Alex that I can do everything that he asks? He knows my personality. He knows the way I play. He knows me very well. So, you know, I think he's trying to prepare me for once I step onto that ground that I'll play the way I've played over the past 12 years. And if the ball's there to chase to the boundary, I'll be sprinting after it. If I've got to run between the wickets as quick as I can, then that's what I'll be doing. So, that's why I think it's really important that I take his advice and his guidance and respect his knowledge. I don't know their squad yet. I thought it was going to be announced by now, but obviously they haven't announced it yet. I think Pakistan in general are a very talented team in all formats of the game. I think they've always had very good spin bowlers, good fast bowlers as well, and who can execute reverse swing. I think they're probably the two major areas that are going to be the hardest for both teams throughout the series, how you face spin and how you face reverse swing. And the other side of that, how you bowl spin and how you bowl reverse swing is going to be the key deciding factor, I believe, in the winner in this series. No, I hope that's not the case. I hope it's not time to just concentrate on test cricket because, again, that's not my personality. I feel like I've still got a lot to offer in one-day cricket. I guess a big reason why I retired from international T20 cricket was to give myself the chance to be the best I can possibly be in the other two formats and help Australia have success. I think it's probably given me more hunger to get back into the one-day format, you know, missing the last couple of series. Normally at this stage, I'm sitting with the selectors and working out what games I'm going to miss through the summer because the Australian summer is always a lot of cricket where I've tried to hide from Rod when he's looked at me about having those conversations because in my mind I want to play every game I can for Australia. I feel like I've missed enough one-day cricket over the last few months. And I'm really keen, firstly, to get back on the park in this tour game and hopefully help Australia have success in these two test matches and then get back to Australia for some one-day cricket in the lead-up to the World Cup, which is obviously very exciting. I spoke to Alex 10 seconds before I walked in here. He asked me, I had to obviously train today. It wasn't a fitness test today. It was more like every day. He wants to assess me after every session I do and make sure that I've pulled up okay. And then he's fine for me to play the tour game. I guess there's no guarantees. Look, all I've done is, like I say, I've tried to do my rehab, my recovery, my strength, as you know, the programs that Alex has given me, and with Alex, I've tried to listen to him and work exceptionally hard to get back from this injury. But like I say, there's no guarantees that I don't walk out there and chase the ball as quick as I can or run as quick as I can and I don't tear my hamstring. But there's no guarantees I don't tear the other one. I don't hurt my back. I don't break my arm. I don't get hit by the bus out the front. So I think that's life. And again, my personality is not to worry about that. I'm not that type of person. I think once I walk out there, I'll be, you know, I'm injury free. I'll be playing at 100%. I'll be doing everything I can to help the team have success. And I'm sure I'm going to have a lot more injuries throughout my career. And when that happens, I'll deal with those as I have done with this one. I know it's not a first class game, so I think there is the option for everyone to play. And I think throughout the game, you might see everybody get an opportunity. But it's certainly not. It's not just about giving everybody an opportunity. You know, I think we've got facilities for training, so guys can get their training done if they need that to prepare or get themselves ready for the first test. I'm really keen to play some good cricket in this four-day game and try and get a win to start this part of the tour really well. So I think apart from Davey Warner, I'm pretty sure everyone else is 100% fit to take part in the game, and then we'll assess as the game goes on. But in saying that, I think, as Hutch probably spoke to you guys, you know, Davey probably wasn't going to play either anyway, whether he's fit or not. We're probably going to give him a rest to freshen him up and get him ready for the first test. So, I can't really give you an 11 players as such. But we're trying to win the game, that's for sure. So whether everyone gets an opportunity or not, we'll wait and see how the bowlers are going and how the batters feel. If someone makes a double 100, he probably won't have to bat in the second innings. I think it'll vary. I think conditions will dictate that. How Mitchell feels will probably dictate that, and his role in the team will dictate that as well. I think one of the greatest assets in Mitchell is the fact that he's a very fit athlete. So if I need him to bowl an 8-over spell, he can do that. If I need him to bowl a 2-over spell and come off and have a rest, he can do that as well. So it makes life obviously a lot easier for the captain. It'll depend on the team we pick as well. You know, if you only pick 2 fast bowlers, for instance, I think the workload's obviously going to be a lot higher for those 2 fast bowlers. If you've got 3, it makes a difference. If you've got 3 and an all-rounder, makes an even bigger difference. So conditions were a lot different in Australia and South Africa to what we're going to face here. So I think I'll have to be smart with the way I use Mitchell. But again, I think, like you said, Mitchell. If Mitchell's come out and said he likes to bowl in shorter spells, I think he's a power athlete. I think Mitch generally, a lot of bowlers like to build up their momentum and rhythm. So they would like Glenn McGrath is a great example. The longer he bowled, the better he got. Where I think Brett Lee and Mitchell Johnson, for example, are power athletes. Their first ball, their spell, can be as quick as their last ball because that's their body. That's the way they bowl their best. So I've got to try and utilise that as well. I think the preparation's been outstanding, to be honest. I think that we've... in regards to preparation for this first test, I don't think the test players could ask for anything better. Get here early, get acclimatised to the heat, bat on the wickets. The wickets in Australia are so different. I think Cricket Australia and the selectors have made some really smart decisions in doing that and giving us that opportunity. The other side to that, I hate watching. I think once I retire or get dropped, I'll have plenty of time to watch cricket. So until then, I want to be out there playing. So it's obviously been disappointing for me personally not to be able to help the one-day team out and take part. But it always makes life easier when you're winning as well. And I think the one-day boys did a fantastic job, and I thought George Bailey captained really well. So, there's a lot of positives that have come out of this tour so far for the shorter form of the game for us. We need to make sure that in 3 weeks' time that it's exactly the same in the test format. Mitch definitely won't bowl in the first innings, and hopefully he can bowl in the second inning. So, again, his progress is slow and steady, but as you guys would have seen, he was bowling in the nets today, so that's a real positive sign for us. The other side is I think his workloads are very good. He's played a lot of cricket for this time of the year. He's played a lot of the Australia A stuff and got a lot of cricket under his belt. So, I think as long as he's fit to bowl, I don't think he necessarily needs to go and bowl 10 or 15 overs to prove that he's fit enough to do that. So we just got to, that'll be dictated by Alex and the doctor. And we'll try and make the most of well, he certainly is batting in the first innings, and then in the second innings, hopefully we'll have the opportunity to have a bowl. Look, I think there's no doubt Ajmal is an amazing bowler. You know, I've really enjoyed my whole career playing against him. I think he's an unbelievable talent, and he's always been extremely hard to face. He's got me out too many times. So, look, I think Pakistan obviously would be or wish they had him available for selection. But in saying that, it's like any team. When a player misses through injury or gets dropped, it gives somebody else an opportunity, and whoever comes in, I'm sure, will try and grab that opportunity with both hands. I think I've said that, you know, Pakistan have always had a lot of talent in any form of the game, and I'm sure the Test 11 that they put on the field will be very talented and know these conditions really well, and we'll have to beat our best to beat them, there's no doubt about it.